Well, in an ideal world, schools across Newfoundland and Labrador will open their doors this September for a return to in-class instruction. Oh, it seems so far away. But a full return to classes was one of the possible scenarios outlined yesterday as the province unveiled its plan for K-12 students in the fall. Brian Warr is the Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Minister Warr.
And good morning, Gerilyn.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for joining the VOCM Morning Show. So as I'm sure you're aware, thousands of parents are wondering what September will hold in store for their children. What do you think the most likely scenario is if numbers remain low?
The most likely scenario for our department and certainly the districts, Gerilyn, would certainly be scenario number one. I mean, I think it's important that we get back to in-class instruction, full in-class instruction. And, you know, we've listened to our colleagues in the education family and, you know, through the Federation of School Councils, Newfoundland Labrador Federation of School Councils. And, you know, they hear from a lot of parents. And, you know, there's a lot of anxiety around education right now. And, you know, I think we can put a lot of that at rest if we get students and teachers and staff safely back into the classrooms.
And what do you think school life will look like under the most positive scenario?
Well, certainly, you know, we'd like to bring school life, you know, back as safely and positively as we can. You know, there's going to be strict measures, you know, that will be implemented by the faculties and certainly. You know, the districts will be involved in the implementation of that as well. And certainly, again, you know, following strict public health guidelines.
How likely is it, do you think, that classes or class sizes will be smaller and or staggered attendance?
Well, certainly, you know, when we look at class sizes, I mean, I think it's important to note that, you know, I know that you know the NLTA have been having their ongoing discussions with regards to class sizes. But I mean, we look at you know, we look at the resources that we're putting in schools now, and you know, we're putting an extra 54 school-based reading specialists in schools. We're putting an extra 100 teaching and learning assistants in the K-6 system. We're putting 13 learning resource teachers and 4 English as a second language teachers. They will all be implemented this fall as phase 3 of the Education Action Plan. So in total, we're putting an extra 171 resources in the schools across Newfoundland and Labrador. And, you know, when we have a look at the class sizes across Atlantic Canada, we're certainly right there with the rest of the provinces as well.
And when it comes to safety and sanitizing, like high school students, you can probably trust with that kind of practice. But, you know, anything in the lower grades, I really don't think it would be prudent to say you're in charge of keeping your desk clean, your area clean. So it's a lot to put on teachers. So who is going to handle that?
Well, certainly, with regards to cleaning and sanitizing, Gerilyn, you know, we're going to make sure that the resources, you know, there's janitorial and custodial staff in all schools, and certainly they're going to be provided with enhanced protocols and procedures for cleaning. You know, we certainly can assure parents and teachers and staff, you know, that the appropriate resources will be put in place with regards to the cleanliness of the schools.
Enhanced protocols, but enhanced staffing?
Enhanced staffing. If we need to put in extra staffing with regards to the cleaning, sanitizing of schools, Gerilyn, I can assure you that that will be done.
And something else that was mentioned yesterday, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald said something about the possibility of cohorting. So students would be staying together throughout the day as much as possible. How does that work? I can't sit still. I'm just going to say that.
and that's correct. I mean, cohorting. You know, obviously, it's a group of students who sort of stick together. And, you know, I think it's important to note, you know, that, you know, in schools, and especially in the lower grades, I mean, play-based learning is a big part of the school day, you know, as we and I think it's important to continue to, you know, to do that daily routine, you know, and have children get back to as normal a practice as we possibly can. Again, adhering to the strict measures that will be put in place. And it's important to note as well, Jerry-Lynn, I mean, the re-entry plan that we announced yesterday, I mean, this is a guiding document. I mean, we'll be working with this particular document for the next 2 months. Will changes be made? Possibly. I mean, but they will be made in the best interest of the staff and students in the schools across the province.
Minister Waugh, I may have missed this yesterday, but what's the policy for busing?
Well, certainly busing, we will put plans and guidelines again with public health measures with regards to the busing procedures. And, again, we will, it's important to note that, if we have siblings who travel on buses, certainly they'd be asked to be seated together. There'll be a seating plan. I will go back and say that, this is ongoing work that we continue to look at on a daily basis, and certainly, we will put in strict guidelines, again, guided by public health.
And I have to ask, because it's something that became apparent throughout the pandemic, why can private schools do a full day of online learning, whereas the public schools are doing much less than that?
Well, certainly that's, I guess, a question that we all ask ourselves. I mean, but it's, these are much smaller schools, and, they have the ability to do that. We're putting the best resources that we possibly can. I mean, you can see, by the significant investment yesterday of $20 million into the education system. And I think, Jerry-Lynn, I mean, any investment into education is a good, sound investment. And we will continue to monitor the situation. And, hopefully we're getting back to full in-class instruction. And, I think that's the right approach for us to take.
And I think, that everyone sort of shares that sentiment, but not if it can't be done safely. One final question, something that wasn't really raised yesterday. If we move into a situation where we're overwhelmed in this province by COVID-19 cases and the schools must remain closed, what's the plan if that's the case?
Well, certainly the plan there would be the digital learning, Jerry-Lynn, and like I said, that's the reason for the investment yesterday, in education, it's certainly the investment certainly goes along with the Education Action Plan, and this is the evolution of education. This is where we're heading towards. I certainly think that we're going to be in a better position. We've learned a lot, Jerry-Lynn, from the 16th of March when we closed school through June the 5th, about the issues around virtual learning, and I think we're going to be in a much better position staff wise, and with ensuring that teachers get the proper professional development in order to be able to teach online.
Brian Waugh, Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development, I thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
And I appreciate the opportunity, Jerry-Lynn. Have a wonderful day.